In Ukraine, tensions spread to other cities as pro-Russia protesters occupy parts of a government building in the eastern city of Donetsk. Demonstrators also stormed the provincial council in Odessa, south of Ukraine. Meanwhile, 800 military personnel of an airbase in Crimea have defected to the pro-Russian leadership there. Official data shows Tel Aviv has doubled the number of settler units built in the occupied West Bank in 2013 compared to the previous year. This as the U.S. has recently warned Tel Aviv that a continuation of constructions can lead to the further isolation of Israel. Angry protesters have rallied in Mauritania to condemn the desecration of the Muslim holy book, the Quran. At least five Yemeni soldiers have been killed by unknown gunmen in the southern province of Shabwa. Officials say the assailants fired a rocket-propelled grenade at an army vehicle and killed all the soldiers on board. Sana'a says Al-Qaeda-linked militants are behind the surging violence in the country. Bahraini officials say three security forces have been killed in an explosion near the capital, Manama. The Interior Ministry says the blast happened while regime forces were trying to disperse anti-government protesters. Opposition parties have condemned the deadly explosion. The exact cause of the blast is not known yet. And a shortage of fuel in Nigeria has forced hundreds of people to wait in long queues for petrol. Local officials say the crisis has worried motorists and caused a sharp increase in fuel prices in different cities. Fuel shortage has also caused widespread power outages throughout the country. And finally, two police officers have been killed and one injured in separate incidents in Egypt. In Cairo, one officer was shot dead by army soldiers in clashes between troops and police over alleged sacrilegious remarks. In another incident, a police sergeant was shot in the head in a drive-by shooting.